Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we've got some great music from some very fine tenor sax players, including Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Maybe we'll play some Sonny Stitt a little later on as well. We've got music from Illinois Jacquette and a whole lot more, including some new releases that I happened to obtain over the past couple of weeks that I'd like you to hear. And we've got that and a whole lot more, so stay tuned. We're going to start off with a beautiful version of Sweet Lorraine by a band from the States called the Tom Perrone Bud Spangler Quartet. Beautiful album released on Monarch Records. It's called Interplay, and it features Tom Perrone on trumpet, Bob Spangler on drums, John Witella on bass, and the great Jessica Williams on piano. This is their version of Sweet Lorraine on In Transition. Thank you. Beautiful version there of the old standard Sweet Lorraine. That was the Tom Perrone Bud Spangler Quartet, and this was taken from their latest release entitled Interplay, a recording made for the Monarch Records label in California. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. One pianist that I want to bring to your attention right now is Daryl Grant from the United States. He has a new album out on the Crisscross Jazz label from Holland, and it's called Black Art. And I was on the phone with Daryl this past week discussing jazz festivals and music and stuff, and he says that he will be appearing this summer at the Ottawa Jazz Festival with Jane Barnett's band, and he's going to try, hopefully, to give a performance on his own. So something to look forward to is Daryl Grant. This musician, excellent pianist, has played with Betty Carter, Frank Morgan, quite a few other musicians, including Marlon Jordan, Greg Osby, Craig Harris, to name a few. But this CD, which was just released, is a definite must-have for any collection. The reason being is that his support quartet is so fabulous. We've got Wallace Roney on trumpet, Christian McBride on bass, and some fine drumming from Brian Blade. This recording was made in RPM Studios in New York City on December 14th, 1993. I thought we'd listen to a beautiful track called For Heaven's Sake, and this features Daryl Grant with some very, very beautiful trumpet work from Wallace Roney. Thank you. One of the brightest vocalists on the scene today in jazz is Gerard Corelli from New York, and he's just released a new album called Beautiful Dancer. This singer trombonist has been compared to Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin, and a little of Glenn Miller thrown in. He's a wonderful performer, and this CD really conveys the fun that he must have had making this CD. It's called Beautiful Dancer, and it's released on GC Records from the States. There's a 1-800 number that you can order this from. I don't have it with me, but if you'd like it, just give me a call here in the studio, and I'll try and call you tonight with that number if you like what you hear. I thought we'd listen to two selections this afternoon, the first one being the old standard Fly Me to the Moon, and incorporated in that song is Come Fly With Me.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing, for you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true, yeah. In other words, I love you. Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Oh, fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true, yeah. In other words, I love you. Come fly with me, come fly, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, well, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Lava Land, well, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's float off in the blue. Once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels
cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honey boo. They say, come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Once I get you up there. Thank you.
Coyote's, located at 191 Somerset East, is the place to go when you're in the mood to head south. Coyote specializes in authentic Southern-style cooking, from crawfish and blackened chicken to their truly Mexican dishes and Tex-Mex chili. Coyote's has both lunch and dinner menus that have generous portions but lean on price. Coyote's also offers your favorite drinks in economical pitchers. Visit Coyote's for a dining experience you won't soon forget, and rest assured you'll tell your friends. Coyote's, 191 Somerset East, next to the University of Ottawa.
We just listened to music there from the Illinois Jacquet All-Stars, a beautiful recording made in 1980. And released on JSP Records. Actually, it was recorded at Downtown Sound Studio in New York City, featuring Vic Dickinson on trombone, Barry Harris on piano, Gary Sargent on guitar, Slam Stewart on bass, great bassist, and Grady Tate on drums. And we listened to an Illinois Jacquet original entitled Beau Geste. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. Coming up now, we've got music from another great tenor sax player, Eddie Lockjaw Davis. And this particular recording we're going to listen to is entitled Just Friends, and it features Milt Buckner on piano, Jimmy Leary on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. Thank you. I don't think I've ever heard a version of Jimmy Heath's composition Gingerbread Boy played quite like that. That was Alex Merzen from his latest CD on Monarch Records, and that was taken from the album For All People. And it features Alex on tenor and soprano sax, and also included on the CD, he plays flute as well. We had Jeff Chimenti on keyboards, Jamie Fox playing some excellent guitar work there, Benny Ritfield on bass, and Paul Van Wageningen on drums. And again, the name of the album is called For All People, and Alex Merzen is the featured artist. We're going to listen now to music from a beautiful pianist from the States by the name of Alan Pasqua. And this CD that was just released on the Postcards record label, the name of the album is called Milagro, and it features Jack Desjnet on drums, Dave Holland on bass, Michael Brecker on tenor sax, John Clark on French horn, Willie Olenek on trumpet and flugelhorn, Roger Rosenberg on alto flute, and Jack Schatz on trombone and bass trombone. And rounding out the band, we've got Dave Tofani on bass clarinet. This is their version of a song entitled I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, for My Kathleen. Music from Michael Zentner from his CD entitled Present Time. That was a beautiful song entitled Tears and Spheres. And according to the album, that was totally improvised by Michael Zentner. And it was a recording that he made quite a number of years ago for the Ozone Records label. And the rest of the album isn't quite like this. It's more of a jazz rock sort of vein. But this particular piece is so beautiful, I thought I'd put it on this afternoon again. It was called Tears and Spheres. Well, we're going to change gears right now and listen to some music from another great tenor sax player who has been away from the scene for quite a while because he passed away a few years ago. His name is Willis Jackson, and this is a recording that he made in France at the Chateau Neuf de Pape on January 26, 1980, and it features Roger Lee Humphrey on drums, Steve Giordano on guitar, and the great organist Richard Groove Holmes. And this is a song entitled My One and Only Love. And what I thought we'd do in this next set, we're going to listen to three different versions of My One and Only Love. We're going to follow this one up with a beautiful solo piano rendition by Mark Little from his latest CD, Dream Walkin'. And then we'll conclude with the great tenor sax player John Handy from his CD, Excursion in Blue, and his version of My One and Only Love. So let's get started with Willis Jackson's version, starting off with a little bit of Richard Groove Holmes.
Ah. Thank you.
Come and visit Ottawa's premier blues club, the Rainbow Bistro, at 76 Murray Street in the Byward Market. The Rainbow Bistro is the most established live venue in Ottawa. Whether you're up for a gut-wrenching night of Big Belly Blues or ready to dance to fever-induced Zydeco, the Rainbow Bistro will make you thirst for more. The Rainbow Bistro has proven experience in providing quality entertainment. From Katie Lang to the Tragically Hip to Blue Rodeo, the Rainbow housed them all and continues to book top-notch acts from Canada and around the world. Don't miss out the Rainbow Bistro, located at 76 Murray Street in the Byward Market. For more information about what's happening this week, call 241-5123. Well, we just listened to a beautiful rendition of My One and Only Love from Mark Little, a beautiful pianist out of the States, from his excellent CD entitled Dream Walkin'. And before that, we heard Willis Jackson and his version of My One and Only Love from his album, You Understand Me. Well, before we get to the John Handy version, I just want to mention that the Center for Applied Research begins a series of jazz art performances at the National Arts Center at Panorama Hall. Now, the first of the series begins on Saturday, January 28th, beginning at 8 p.m. Now, the purpose of these series is to portray how wonderfully traditional African jazz and modern North American jazz blend together to give a harmonious whole. The Just Past 10 Jazz Trio and the traditional drummers of Fire will welcome our guests to percussive jazz tunes packed with convincing professionalism. Featured on the show, we've got Karina, who will be the guest vocalist. And also culminating the evening, we've got the Jazz Art Ensemble featuring the Johnny Scott Jeff Lapp Jazz Quartet, and the 15-piece Sifa Singers, led by Nima Mugala, and the Diabeat Joteba African Jazz Troupe with Mike Mensa Bunsu on the talking drums will be performing for the listening and dancing pleasure of our guests. It will be a non-stop show and dancing evening, so don't miss it. For more information, you can phone 567-2942, or if you'd like, you can also fax them at that number. Well, let's continue now with John Handy, great tenor sax player from the States. This is a recording he made for Quartet Records entitled Excursion in Blue. And this is our final version this afternoon of My One and Only Love. Thank you. music from tenor sax man Tony Campese in a very, very spirited version of Charlie Mingus's composition Haitian Fight Song. And that's taken from his brand new CD entitled Ballads, Blues, Bebop, and Beyond. And this is a killer CD. It's got excellent versions of Lush Life, Coltrane's Impressions, Miles Davis's composition T.O., plus some originals from Tony himself. And I've said this before, I really hope that he can show up at the Ottawa Jazz Festival. I'd love to see this guy in town. He's a killer when it comes to the sax. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and of course you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. And right now I'd like to pay tribute to one of the greats in jazz, Leonard Feather, who passed away last year. I thought that we'd listen to four of his compositions that are not very well known, but they did take place in a certain period of time. And we're going to start off with the Vivian Gehry Quintet. Now, this was a recording that was made September 5th, 1946, and it featured Vivian Gehry on bass, Ginger Smock on violin, Edna Williams on trumpet, Winsome Winnie Beattie on piano, and Dottie Jeschke on drums. And all the tracks that we're going to listen to in this next set were written by Leonard Feather. We're going to start off with two tracks from Vivian's session, Woman's Place is in the Groove and Operation Mop. And then we're going to go to a recording that Hazel Scott did on December 1st, 1939, in New York City at RCA Studio 2. And it was the sextet of the Rhythm Club of London, featuring Hazel Scott on piano, Danny Polo on clarinet, Pete Brown on alto sax, Albert Harris on guitar, Pete Berry on bass, and Arthur Herbert on drums. And then we're going to finish off with one of the great pianists, Mary Lou Williams, from a recording made July 24th, 1946, at RCA Studio 1 in New York City. And this is Mary Lou Williams, Girl Stars, featuring Mary Lou on piano, Margie Hyams on vibes, Mary Osborne on guitar, June Rottenberg on bass, and Rose Goetzmann on drums. So let's get started now with Vivian Gehry and A Woman's Place is in the Groove. Thank you. Well, there you have it. Some very fine music from all female bands of the 1930s and 40s. And this is from a compilation called The Women, Classic Female Jazz Artists, 1939 to 1952. And we listened to Mary Lou Williams, Hazel Scott, and the Vivian Gehry Quintet in a mini tribute to the late critic and musician Leonard Feather, who passed away last year. And all those compositions that we just listened to were written by Leonard Feather. Well, right now we're going to go back to vocalist Gerard Corelli. I played him a little earlier in the show, and I thought we'd listen to a couple of more tracks from his beautiful CD called Beautiful Dancer. And I thought we'd listen to The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, and we'll follow that up with I Would Do Anything.
Whisper words to me you don't mean, for words deep down inside can be seen by the night. The night has a thousand eyes, and it knows a truthful heart from one that lies. Romance may have called in the past, my love for you will be everlasting and bright. As bright as the starlit skies, and this wondrous night that has a thousand eyes. I've lived my life walking through a dream, for I knew that I would find this moment supreme. A night of bliss and tender sighs, and a smiling down of a thousand eyes.
Thank you. I would swim the ocean wide. I would cross the great divide. I would do anything for you. I would take a trip to Mars. I would even count the stars. Why, I would do anything for you. I'd gladly give a fortune just to see you smile and hear you say I love you every little while. In my heart there's ecstasy, long as you've got faith in me. And I would do anything for you.
Well, there's a man who loves to sing. That was music from vocalist Gerard Corelli from his CD Beautiful Dancer. And I hope to play more of the CD sometime in February when we feature some of the new releases. And if you'd like more information on how you can obtain it, give me a call here in the studio, 564-3299. There is a 1-800 number that you can call, but he has a lot of fun on this album and a lot of great music. We're going to finish up this afternoon with music from Daryl Grant. We're going to go back to his CD and listen to a couple of tracks here. If we can squeeze in a third one, I think we will. But we're going to start off with Miles Davis's classic composition, Blue and Green. Now, there's a little story behind this. This is a solo spot for Daryl Grant. He wasn't planning on doing the track, but the band had taken a break during the session, and because Daryl loves to play the piano so much, he just started playing it, and he quickly said to the engineers to turn on the tape, and it just came out, and this is what you hear, just a totally improvised version of Blue and Green. And then we're going to follow it up with the title selection, which is Black Art. And it's a call to excitement that Grant wrote, especially for the date. He wanted something really open that was reminiscent of Joe Henderson's composition, Caribbean Fire Dance. And I think he succeeded. And if we have time, we'll listen to another Grant original called Foresight. And again, these are taken from his new CD for the Crisscross label called Black Art. And it features Wallace Roney on trumpet, Christian McBride on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Well, that was music from Daryl Grant from his excellent new CD on the Crisscross label. And we listened to an original from him called Black Art. And before that, Miles Davis's composition Blue and Green. And the name of the album is called Black Art, and it's available in most record stores. If you're having trouble picking it up, give me a shout and I'll see what I can do. Next week on In Transition, we're going to be featuring music from flautist James Newton. Also, we're going to be featuring music from sax great Sonny Fortune, trumpet player Ted Kersen, and a whole lot more. On February 5th, I'll be featuring music from pianist Jim McNeely, vocalist Kevin Latto, and bassist Charlie Hayden. On February 12th, I'll be featuring 2 hours of recent releases and requests if anyone has any. And on February the 19th, I'll be featuring music from pianist John Coates Jr., tenor sax great Arnett Cobb, and the Clayton Brothers will also be featured. On February 26th, 1 hour of Buddy Rich and 1 hour of Miles Davis. Very tall order to fill, but with some great music in between. On March 5th, I'll be featuring music from pianist George Shearing, vibist Mill Jackson, and the Jailhouse Jazzmen. On March 12th, we'll be featuring 2 hours of the CBS recordings of Charles Mingus, specifically the 1959 CBS recordings. On March 19th, music from guitarist Pat Martino, drummer Mel Lewis, and whistler Ron McCroby will be featured. So that takes us to the early part of spring. Coming up next, we have some fine German music from Patricia, taking you through until 5 o'clock this afternoon. My name is Randy McElligott. Again, it's been a pleasure playing some great jazz for you. I'll be back next week. Bye for now.